It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 7th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $43,049. ETH is up 0.5% at $2,370. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $302. Liquid leasing protocol for Filecoin Glyph has raised $4.5 million in a seed round. The protocol allows Filecoin token holders and storage providers to earn rewards by depositing tokens. It's the largest protocol in the Filecoin ecosystem with over 139 million locked. Glyph plans to launch a rewards program offering points to users who deposit Filecoin. These points will likely be used for future token airdrops and governance. Points are a growing trend in crypto to reward users. Well, in January, MicroStrategy added 850 bitcoins to its holding for $37.2 million, says the company's founder and chairman, Michael Saylor. This purchase brings their total Bitcoin stash to 190,000 coins. Well, Ethereum's Din Kun upgrade reached its final Holsky testnet phase today, marking a significant step before its launch on the mainnet in a few weeks. This upgrade introduces proto-dank sharding, aiming to lower transaction costs and data availability. Holsky, the last of three testnets, successfully tested, indicating smooth progress towards its mainnet launch. Ethereum devs will soon finalize the upgrade's launch date, expected in late February or early March. Whales have been making moves in the Chainlink market, grabbing over 50 million worth of tokens as the price surged by nearly 40% in the past month. According to LookOnChain, a significant investor withdrew 2.7 million LINK tokens from Binance across 49 new wallets during this period, coinciding with LINK reaching a 22-month high and a market cap of $10 billion. Analysts suggest the bullish momentum behind LINK is driven by the growing trend of tokenization of real-world assets, which is predicted to be worth $16 trillion by 2030. And finally, in the ongoing COPPA trial in London, Craig Wright, the self-proclaimed inventor of Bitcoin, denied allegations of forging evidence to support his claim. Facing cross-examination, Wright attributed inconsistencies in his evidence to various factors, including self-plagiarism, printing errors, and multitasking difficulties. He dismissed accusations of doctoring documents and videos, offering explanations ranging from technical nuances to his own personal habits. Despite a full day of questioning, Wright's responses often veered towards deflecting or avoiding direct answers, with Judge Mellor's patience wearing thin at times, emphasizing the need for clarity and straightforwardness in Wright's responses. This trial is expected to continue until at least February the 13th. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.